I'm not calculating like how much I market with how much I deserve. That's not how it works. We want to be able to be constantly in giving energy because this is my business, because I'm passionate about it, because I'm trying to help my ideal clients with their problems. That's why I do the work. And I know, I have a deep knowing that when I give, when I'm in generous energy, when I'm focused on my own growth and focused on learning to become better, the money fucking comes.
My name is Catalina del Carmen, and I'm on a mission to put more cash in the hands of women of color. I'm a wife, mom, amiga, prima, and I happen to run a multiple six-figure coaching business. On this show, I share sales and marketing strategies that keep your business simple, your mindset focused, your bank account big, and your impact even bigger. So if you are on a mission to create generational change and you want to make a lot of money doing it, welcome to the Latinas Booked Out podcast.
Hello, hello, welcome. Today I'm going to talk about what makes content converting. Like what exactly has to happen for my content to convert better, okay? So that's what we're talking about. My name is Catalina. I am a content coach, a business coach for women of color. And let's talk about what makes content actually convert. I have been thinking about this so much, and I want to give you some answers. And I legit just came up with some like brand new curriculum for Show Up Real because I was deeply thinking about this. Now, there are four steps I want to share with you. So, well, actually, before I get started, Show Up Real is open for enrollment right now. If you are a person who wants to better understand what makes content more converting, if you want to start practicing creating content that converts better, join Show Up Real. I'm going to teach you this process inside the program. But also if you're just like in your head about content and you're so over it this year and you want to be able to have a place that you go to talk about content, to get coached on content, and just to not be in your head, right now is your time to join. Join Show Up Real. You will be so happy about it. I'll give you all the details at the end, but just wanted to start with that. Okay, let's talk about what really makes content more converting. And I kind of hate like content that converts because it's so, I need to come up with a better name, but it's so overused. But what I really mean by that is like, how do we really create content that converts followers, like people who follow you, into actual clients? Now, I have done this really well. And I've done this really well because if you don't know this about me, I make like 99.9% of my revenue from my coaching. Like I am not one to go to be a speaker. I mean, I've been a speaker a couple times, but I don't really like, it's not that I don't enjoy it. I just don't want to do that. I have little kids. I don't like traveling for speaking gigs. I don't work with brands. I'm not interested in working with brands. I'm not interested in more speaking engagements. All of my revenue comes from my programs. So I have spent a lot of time understanding what exactly makes content converting because this is my craft. This is what I do. So when I share these four steps with you, I really, really want to challenge you to think about how can I do this better? How can I work on this better? Okay. So let's start with step one. So the number one thing that you have to be very, very good at, and I don't want to say very good at, the number one thing you have to practice often to actually create content that converts followers into paid clients is you have to know who you are talking to and you have to know them well. That relationship between you and the people reading your content is fucking special. And I don't think people give this enough energy. They are so focused on trying to get clients that they need to be spending time really understanding who their client is. They need to be looking at their actual, if you have clients, I want you to be asking yourself a lot of questions about them and actually spending time thinking about their problems, asking yourself, why haven't they taken the action they wanted to take? Why does it feel hard for them? Why aren't they doing this? Why? Like, I want you to not only ask these questions, but I want you to answer them. And the reason is the best sellers in the world, the best marketers in the world, one thing they do really, really well is they know who the fuck they're selling to. They know the transformation that they want. They know their dream. Like, they know them. And they know them because they spend time thinking about them. Okay. So number one, like before we get into like all the nitty gritty, which there's a little bit of the nitty gritty, but like before we get into the nitty gritty, if you have not spent quality time really understanding, like, what do my people want? What do they desire? And then asking yourself, why is it hard for them? What made it easy for me? What mindsets, like really, really digging into just brainstorming your client's brain. Like, you have to care almost like lightweight obsess over them and their problems and like really trying to understand that connection of like what they want and why they haven't taken action or why the actions aren't working or all of it. Like, you got to be answering those questions. Okay. So that's number one. You have to deeply understand who you're serving. You have to deeply understand who you're serving. Number two is you have to have an intentional offer. You have to have an offer that is something that you put together that will offer something of value and that is needed for your client. Now, it could be as simple as one-on-one coaching. Don't get me wrong. It doesn't need to be like super dynamic, but I want you to have, like, I want it to be intentional. I want you to have the back of the offer, right? Like, I don't want you shitting on like how much your offer sucks and then ask me why my content is converting. You hear me? Like, don't be mad if your content isn't converting, if you are shitting on your own offer and you're not even like trying to love it. You have to actually like what you're selling to people, or else you're going to have a really hard time selling to them just based off of your energy and like the, you know, the content you choose to talk about. So you have to have an intentional offer. And the way I really want you to think about it is like, the way I think about it is like an offer ring, right? So like, there was a time I went to Bali. I just went to Bali. Like, maybe this was like, 20, what year? I have no, what fucking year is it? 2024? I probably went like 10 years ago, maybe, maybe like 9, but I went to Bali and I got the chance to go to this person's house, and we created these offerings for like, they practice Hinduism there, and we created these offerings, and like, I go like this because it fit in my hand. But the way I want you to think about your offer is like, it is an offer that you're offering someone, and it's intentional, and I know it's of value. Like, you have to have that mentality. You have to have the mentality that what you are offering people is of value. Okay. So that's number two. Number three, and this is a big one. Like, number three is a huge one, because if you cannot get into this energy, you will have a very hard time converting using content. So number three is you have to constantly practice being in generous energy. Generous energy. Here's the thing. I mean, I probably hear this the most often, People will put out content and they'll want something back. People will put out content and be like, but I didn't get any followers, or I didn't get any engagement, or this didn't get reach, or this didn't get that. And I want to remind you, if you have a business, marketing is your job. Like, it is your job to market, to figure it out. You don't market and then you're like, where's what I'm supposed to get something out of this? No. You have to learn how to market. You have to be in generous energy. Like, I'm trying to serve and help people energy. That is what creates the best content. When you are in generous energy, when I was like, I remember, like, there, I could think of specific moments where I was just in the fucking zone trying to help people get results. When you are in your head trying to get people results, trying to help your ideal clients, when you are thinking about them and their problems and their challenges, and you're like, how can I solve this for them? What can I say? What can I say differently? What can I say now that's going to be this? When you are in generous energy, your fucking content is contagious. Like, that energy is so contagious. And why I say generous energy is because I want you, like, when you, if you really want to create content that converts, you can't give expecting something back, right? Like, when you are generous, when you give a gift to somebody, like, and you expect something back, like, that is not the energy. I want you to stay in generous energy. I want you to stay giving value. I want you to stay thinking about your clients and solving and trying to give them any type of wisdom so they can have a short little win, like a small win even, right? That is money fucking making energy. When you are giving, when you are generous with your wisdom, when you are generous with your knowledge, when you are trying to solve problems for your ideal client, that is how, that is like money motherfucking making energy. That is what makes money. I promise you. When I, my first six figures in my business, I spent probably more than six months, but I spent 6 months really trying to sell, and I made like 10, 12, I think 15, maybe, I don't know, $1,000 in 6 months. And I remember I was so frustrated because I worked so hard. And the next 6 months, I made 100K in 6 months. And the biggest difference, you want to know the biggest difference of what changed? I was in generous energy. I was just like, anybody who cares about what I have to say, you're going to get a fucking lot. I'm going to pour my wisdom to you, and I'm going to try to tell you in any way I can. And I might feel insecure, and I might not be sure if I'm saying it right or doing it at the right time, or da 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 da, or if it goes with my niche, or la la la. None of that shit matters when you are in generous energy and you're giving and you're serving people. If you want to make money quickly, learn how to get into generous energy quickly. Like, that is how serious generous energy is. If you want to create content that converts, stop trying to get from your content. Like, marketing is your job as a business owner, so you have to do that. You do, like, it's not, I think about it like this. Like, social media is such a gift that we get to market anytime. Imagine it's like business owners 30 years ago, they had to do footwork to get their word out, right? Like, you get the, you know, the business cards you get on your door, right? Like, with a rubber band and a business card. And it's like, hey, like, we get them for our lawn, right? Because we have a lawn in the backyard. So we'll get, like, that's footwork. That's how you had to market before. Imagine going down a whole city block and you're putting out your business cards. And every time you put a business card out, and maybe you even have a conversation with the person who might need help, might not, who knows. But imagine you have that conversation, and then 2 minutes later, you're like, well, why haven't they called me? I mean, I did all this work. No, that's not how it fucking works. Like, we have to market and give and like actually think about, like, create, not only create an intentional offer, not only think about our ideal clients and what they really need, but we have to be in generous energy when we're marketing. Because when we are in I should get something back energy, nobody wants to fucking work with you. Excuse my language. I'm getting all. But really, it's like nobody wants to work with that. Like, no, be in giving energy, be in generous energy, right? Like, I'm doing my part in my business, being on a live, giving as much value as I can to you. After this live, I expect nothing. But you know what I gained? I gained experience talking about this idea I had, these steps that I put together. I gained maybe some hearts from you guys. I gained an opportunity for my business to go out there on social media. I've gained people having the opportunity to like rewatch this, right? Like, I gain so much when I market, but I don't expect anything back. And here's why. It's not that I don't expect anything back. Of course I market to make money, but I'm not calculating like how much I market with how much I deserve. That's not how it works. We want to be able to be constantly in giving energy because this is my business, because I'm passionate about it, because I'm trying to help my ideal clients with their problems. That's why I do the work. And I know, I have a deep knowing that when I give, when I'm in generous energy, when I'm focused on my own growth and focused on learning to become better, the money fucking comes. The money comes, and it comes surprisingly different. Like, when that switched for me in 2021, my whole mindset changed. I was like, oh, I gotta stop being so like, why isn't anyone coming? Like, you don't have to know the how. That's not your job. Like, your job isn't to know how the money is going to come to you, the revenue in your business is going to come to you, how the clients are going to come to you. That's not your job. Your job is to go out there and market and see what works, see what's helpful, try new things, identify what worked, identify what maybe didn't work, right? That's your job. But like, actually, like when you, and this is like this will kill your content when you're trying to exactly figure out like, why didn't I get follows? Why didn't I get clients? How come I did that live and nobody showed up? It's like, no, let's just take a step back. Let's stay in generous energy and know that when we show up generous, the stars will align and we will always get it back, right? Like, when we put effort, when we give, when we do hard work, we will get it back. And in business, you'll get it back in revenue. Like, if you stay in that energy and you're committed to helping your people. Okay, so that's number three. Obviously, I got very excited over that one. And then the last one is super simple. Converting content has to have a call to action and an invitation to work with you. You have no idea how many people I have talked to, how many like influencers, people with huge audiences, and they're frustrated that they're not converting. And I literally will look at their content and I'm like, the only problem I see is you're not making offers. Like, you have to tell people to work with you or invite them to work with you. And I know a lot of people don't like that because they feel very salesy and it feels very like selfish and markety, and they don't want to be like that, and they want to be real and they want to be themselves and they don't want to feel this way, which I totally understand. But if, like, literally, if you don't tell people where to go to work with you, if you don't tell people that you have openings and they're invited to work with you, if you don't tell people, they're not going to know. They are busy and they are in their lives and they're not thinking about you and your business. What they're thinking about is their life and the problem that they have, which you can help them solve. But you have to make offers to to be able to do that. So there has to be a call to action. Like, that is a big deal. And I think there's the people who are very used to using call to actions. And then there's the people who really have a hard time with it. So that's why I put it in here, because it's like, that is one little strategy you can use that literally will change. I've seen it change businesses like that, because they just didn't use call to actions for a long time. So, 4 steps. Let me go over them one more time. If you this is like the converting content formula. Okay. This is like the converting content formula. If you really want to know how to convert from like your followers into clients, 4 steps that I came up with. I mean, they're not like mind blowing, but this is like, I really thought about this. 1 is you have to deeply understand who you're selling to. The best sellers, the best marketers in the world, they know their ideal client very, very well. They know what they're thinking. They know how they say it in their head. They study. I want you to study your clients. Like, that is the amount. Like, if you really want to create content that converts, study your clients, study the people you're helping, like ask your brain for solutions on how to help them. Okay. So that's 1. 2, you have to have an intentional offer. You have to have an offer that you believe will help people. It doesn't have to be spectacular. It doesn't have to have dozens of things inside, but it does have to be intentional. And you do have to believe it's good and it's valuable and it's not the best in the world, but it is something that could definitely help a person with X, Y, and Z. Okay. 3, you have to stay or practice staying in generous energy. You have to be in generous energy or practice generous energy when you are marketing. The type of thinking that is like, I'm putting stuff out and I'm not getting anything back. And why is this not working for me? Like, nobody's fault. I'm not getting follows. I'm not getting likes. I'm not getting engagement. I'm not getting reach. I'm not getting all that. That is not generous energy. I don't want you to micromanage how you get clients and when they should come and when they shouldn't and when it's right and when it's, that's not your problem. That's like God's problem or the universe's problem. There's a book by, But she has a book and she says, like, I'm going to butcher this too, but she's like, there's the problems you have, like, there's your problem. And then there's God's problem. I'm butchering this. But basically, hold on. Now I'm like, no, I can't even remember her name. I'll try to talk about this later. But regardless, I don't want you to micromanage how you get clients. What I want you to focus on is being in generous energy. Go out there and help the fuck out of your people. Go out there and say anything and everything you could say to help them understand how it works to get transformation. Like, and you will butcher things. You won't say it perfectly. You'll mess up. You, like, let your, take all those ego hits for the sake of helping them. And when you stay in generous energy, it helps you with your relationship with social media. You stop hating social media all the time, and you start looking at it like a really amazing tool that is available to me because I decided to have a business in 2024. That's the way I think about social media. How lucky am I? Like, how lucky am I that I am good at this and that we have this tool, right? Like, that I could just reach people right now all over the world. Right now. Like, that's crazy. So anyways, stay in generous energy. Okay. I don't want you micromanaging like, oh, well, I posted. How come I didn't get follows? I did this. How come nobody booked a sales call? That's not the energy. That's like non-money making energy. Okay. Stay in generous energy. And then the last thing is you have to make offers and have a call to action when you are wanting your content to convert better. You have to have that. You have to make offers. You have to have that call to action. What I find is a lot of people are either really great at call to actions or they're really hate them. So I'm really talking to the people here who like hate call to actions and feel very salesy or don't like it. You have to do it if you want to make money. Like if you want to grow the amount of money and revenue that comes into your business, if you want your content to convert, you have to do that. And this is what we talk about inside Show Up Real, my group program. My group program is designed to help you think differently about marketing. And there's a very heavy, we're heavy on mindset, and we're heavy on mindset because people really, really struggle with the mindset part of marketing. Okay. I'm going to repeat the four steps again really quickly. So what makes content convert, right? And this is very intentional. I want to be very clear. What I mean by convert is like a lot of people are putting out content that is great, that is funny, that is entertaining, that is valuable. It doesn't mean it's going to turn into clients. What helps people create converting content, and I know this well because 99.9% of all my business revenue comes from my coaching and my marketing that I do for my coaching programs. All my money. I don't do many speaking gigs. I've done a couple. I just don't prefer to make money in a zillion ways. I have ADHD tendencies and I just get overwhelmed very quickly. So a very simple business has helped me build multiple six figures. And the reason I can speak to this on what creates converting content is because all my fucking revenue comes from my programs and what I post on social media. Okay. So let me go through the four steps one more time. Okay. Listen up. This is the formula to make your content more converting. And this is what we talk about inside Show Up Real. So number one is you deeply have to understand who you are serving. Now, I know you've heard that before, but I am like very much not kidding when I mean this. You have to spend time thinking about their problems more than your own. You have to spend time really thinking and questioning, be curious about why they aren't getting results or why is it so hard for them to like understand or take action or whatever. Like really understanding the why behind it, you have to be good. Number two is you have to have an offer. You have to have an intentional offer. And what I mean by intentional offer is you have to have an offer that you feel is valuable and that will help them get closer to their goal. Okay. It doesn't have to be it doesn't have to have a zillion things in it. It doesn't have to like, I think the simpler the offer, the better, to be honest. But I don't want you to think that it has to be like bells and whistles. What it has to be is like, it has to be straightforward and it has to be something that you believe that will help a person get results. Okay. Number three, this is like the most important. You have to be in generous energy. You have to be in generous energy. And what I mean by that is you like the people who make money through their content are the people who have learned the skill of being able to give their knowledge and give their wisdom and do it without expecting anything back, without needing the follows, without needing the sales, immediate sales calls. Of course, that's the goal, right? Of course, that's the goal. But when you're in generous energy, you're not thinking about your business. You're just like, I'm on a mission to help people. And when you're on a mission to help people, you're not like, it just helps you not get into this game of like, well, I work so hard. How come I'm not getting anything back? Because that is a killer of money. Like that is a money killer. Money equals value. The more value you give, the more money you will make. But you gotta stay away from trying to figure out exactly how you're going to make it. That's the problem. People want to know exactly, like, just tell me what to do and how to make money. And then it's easy. But it's like, no, that's not how it works. You have to be in generous energy. You have to have an offer that's intentional. You have to understand your people well or practice understanding them well. And you have to go out there and try and figure it out and try again and figure it out and try again and figure it out. Like, that's what you have to do. And you have to do that all the way to multi-millions. It doesn't just like stop. Like, there's no entrepreneur I know that's like, I did it. I know how to do this now. Ta-da. No. Because once you hit a certain level, if you want to grow, you're going to have to learn again. Okay. And then number four is you have to have call to actions. You have to make offers. A lot of people know this, but there are some people that have great audiences, big audiences, and their biggest challenge is not making offers. So I want you to make it easy for people to be able to work with you, meaning like, I want your DMs to be open. I want you to tell them, hey, my DMs are open with questions. Work with, like, if you want XYZ solved, I can help you. Work with me one-on-one. We can get started next week. Right? Like, you could just be very forward and blunt with people in making offers. Those are the components of what makes content converting. Now, I have another side of this. If you look at my podcast episode, it's called How to Create More Content Quicker or something like that. That will give you step by step on like the actual format of a piece of content. I have it here. I'm not going to go through it because like then I'll just talk forever. But go to that podcast episode, Latinas Booked Out podcast, and that will help you actually understand like the components of one piece of content, right? But that will only work when you are using these steps, right? When you're practicing these steps as well. So I hope that was helpful. These are the conversations we have inside Show Up Real. I created this program because there are so many people who are in their head about marketing, who feel like they know what they're doing, feel like they think they're doing it well, feel like all these things, and they're kind of pissed and like they're like, why am I still going in circles about content? Shouldn't I be past this? Shouldn't I already know how to do this? And the reality is, like, you have to work on your mindset when it comes to content, especially if you're a business owner who's going to be marketing for a very, very long time, which is me and a lot of you. And if that's the case, join Show Up Real. I want you to have the content coaching that you need for the next 12 months. So you don't have to play the cycle of, I don't know what to post, or I have too much to post. Why am I in this cycle again? I hate that I'm doing this. I already know how to create content. Why is it so hard for me right now? La, 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 la. Like, I don't want you to play that game. This is why we also have Slack. So we have a Slack channel. When you join Show Up Real, you get access to a Slack channel where we can communicate. In there, you can get coaching on anything content related. You also share your wins, which we 100% will, we want you to share your wins. We also do, I think the best part of the program is that we do challenges on a very regular basis. We just wrapped up a 30 days of Reels challenge, and so many people posted, did 20 reels or more reels than they ever have in their business inside the program. So we do challenges within the program. There's weekly coaching. We do a monthly content planning call. And on the content planning call, we just created a format. The last call, we created a new format for that call, and it is so, so good. It makes planning content very, very simple, so that you already, what the way we think about it in the content planning call is that you pick themes for the month. So you don't have to kind of go from one thought to the next of like, what am I supposed to post? Or am I supposed to post that? Or am I supposed to post that? What we'll do is we'll walk you through figuring out what your themes are for the month, and you'll be able to just have freedom to post anything under that theme. And the part I love about it is that your marketing message really stays consistent because you're using the themes, right? Like, it's not just hopping from one thing to another. You're like really working on like covering those, like covering every, all the things you can talk about within the theme. So that's what we do inside our monthly content calls. And then there's the curriculum, right? And the curriculum is something that what month is it? It's March. I am revamping the curriculum, and there's probably going to be like brand new curriculum starting, April, May. My goal is for May and June. And it's going to almost be a brand new program. So I'm so, so, so excited. There's a lot coming to the program as well. So anyways, if you want to stop playing this content game of like, when am I going to be consistent? When is it going to become easy? Get coaching. Join Show Up Real. It's a $2,000 investment. There is a payment plan available as well. And there's a bonus happening right now. So when you pay in full, you get 24 months access to the program. You get coaching every week for 2 years when you pay in full. So join Show Up Real. You are crazy for not joining if you are a person who really wants to commit to their like posting and creating content consistently, and you don't want to be in your head all the time about it. Okay. I don't want you to go through your entire business being in your head and feeling guilty for not posting. Don't do that. Instead, join Show Up Real and I will help you create more content so much easier and not feel so guilty for taking a fucking weekend off. Okay. All right. Join Show Up Real. The link is in my bio. If you have any questions at all, DM me personally and I will answer your questions. Okay. All right, y'all. I will see you later. Bye. Hey amiga, if you are not on my email list, you are missing out on some juicy content. I share sales and marketing tips every single week. Plus, you're the first to know about new freebies and webinars and all the other things fun happening. To get on the list, sign up for my free training, How to Sell Out Four-Figure Offers. This training will also shift your mindset around what it really takes to book out your coaching business. So sign up in the show notes or on my website, catdelcarmen.com, to be added to the email list. I will see you next time. Mwah.